WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bystanders save a three-year-old girl from a burning car, but were not able to pull out the girl's mother. Bryan police say the victims were in a car that drove off Harvey Mitchell Parkway yesterday morning near Highway 6. The three-year-old is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was identified as 22-year-old Isabel Marie Castillo of Bryan. The cause is still under investigation. For the second time this month, College Station police has made an arrest on a charge of filing a false report that brought out a large number of officers.
According to the arrest report, an officer on bicycle patrol in Northgate was sent to a convenience store to meet a man who told 911 he went inside St. Mary's Catholic Church, murdered a priest, and broke several windows. After a sergeant, two corporals, and five other officers responded and searched the church, there was no evidence of any criminal activity. 22-year-old Peter Looney of College Station spent a short time in jail before he was released on a $4,000 bond. A Bryan man stopped for speeding in College Station led to his arrest on local and federal charges. According to the arrest report from College Station police, the U.S. Marshal's Office accuses 30-year-old Hilario Delgado Jr. of violating probation following a conviction of smuggling aliens. Delgado is also accused of failing to identify himself as a fugitive and giving a false name. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Owner-occupants of single-family homes in the College Station neighborhood around College Hills Elementary School thanked the city council at its last meeting for approving more protection from the future construction of stealth dorms. The president of the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association, Suzanne Drileski, also thanked staff and the council for taking less than 2 months to close a loophole in city regulations.
I think that it should worry you greatly, however, that many people who found out about this advised me as a neighborhood leader that the new UDO interpretation was an intentional plan by developers to manipulate P&Z and City Council for their personal gain.
The Neighborhood Association brought the loophole to the city's attention after discovering there was a proposal to turn the land where two homes stand into 10 lots for multifamily housing. That project came to an end after one of the home sellers decided to keep their property. In correlation with Mental Health Awareness Month, NAMI Brazos Valley is hosting a fundraising luncheon to promote their community services.
It's a great way to learn about what we're doing in the community, to hear firsthand from people who have used our support or education services. And it's a way to give back to NAMI because we do depend on our donors to keep our programs running.
Director of Outreach and Development Julie Overstreet says those programs include free support groups for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. More information about the May 25th luncheon is online at namibv.org. And the 2017 Traffic Safety Conference, hosted by the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, is your chance to help in the development of the Texas Strategic Highway Safety Plan. Director of the Center for Transportation Safety at TTI, Robert Wunderlich, says there are things we can do both as agencies and individuals to be safer drivers.
3,700 people lost their lives in 2016 in Texas. It's a pretty big public health issue. We're hoping that conferences like this and the discussions that come out of them and the plan will prompt people to take action.
Details about next month's conference are online at tti.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley. BCR.
Amish Furniture for Generations says enjoy the indoors, enjoy the outdoors, and have furniture that they can provide for you. Yep, outdoor furniture. Amish Furniture for Generations has that. You can go with traditional wood furniture if you want to, but he also, Kent also has furniture that's made out of material that's not solid wood. Now, it lasts as long, and it looks just as good. One of the things it does is maybe gives you some bright and different colors that you'd want to do. But pieces that are popular on the inside are also popular outside, like gliders. I mean, he has an outdoor glider that is really nice and comfortable. And again, it is built to last for generations to come. Plus, they have other pieces, for instance, rose trellises, if you want to do that. Amish Furniture for Generations can do that for you, too. So, you know, granted, there's some time of the year when it's too hot to be outside, but while it's still cool enough to do that, go take advantage of it and get the quality furniture that you want and expect from Amish Furniture for Generations. And, of course, there's living room furniture, bedroom, dining room, whether it's your home, office, there's entertainment and accent pieces, all available for you. At Amish Furniture for Generations, they're on Boonville Road just down from the Kroger. Or you can give them a call. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hey, it's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather. Well, first, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Now the weather, and the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is now located well off to our east in Alabama. That means sunshine and warm weather through tomorrow. All the sun today should lead to a high of about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It'll start to cloud up a bit overnight, low 65 to 70. Clouds will give way to partial sun tomorrow, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are, it's 8:11. We talked earlier about what they did at Buckingham Palace, having the kiddos in over the weekend. More royal news for you. Pippa Middleton's weekend wedding coming up. Yahoo.com reports the bride has requested that guests bring a change of clothing when she ties the knot with James Matthews next Saturday, presumably because the nuptials will be outside while the reception is inside. Word is Duchess Kate's baby sister only wants wives, husbands, or fiancés at the event. And a no ring, no bring policy in place. I've never heard that.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Except, of course, for...
So no single people.
Right. Except for, well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. That'll be okay.
The exception.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, part of the family. But there
How
you go.
How bizarre.
It is.
And if you'd like to come to my wedding, please bring a change of clothes.
Yeah.
And
really.
A fiance,
and
at least.
Right. Yep. So there you go.
Bizarre.
Charles Barkley, a superstar. But not so much in his teen years. He tells TMZ that he had just one date in high school with a young lady named Amy Shorter. She probably was shorter, right?
Okay. Than Charles, yes, right. Probably.
Showed mercy on my soul, he said, by attending the prom with him. Charles was 5'10 back then and a bit portly. Miss Shorter has nothing but great things to say about her old friend. So
portly.
There you
go. I can see him being a little chubby.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he is rather, well, anyway. He's not svelte by any means. Oh, speaking of that, 14.5% of U.S. American men are 6 feet tall or over. 14.5%.
Where are they?
Chelsea says, yes, right here.
14%. Right here. Jesus.
All right. There's word that they're working on a new theatrical movie franchise, Downton Abbey.
Oh,
really?
How many episodes could that go?
Yeah.
Man, once you get that puppy started, that may never end. You think Star Wars is something. A Florida woman claims a camel at the last home of Confederate President Jefferson Davis attacked her at the tourist attraction in Biloxi, Mississippi. She is suing the United Sons of Confederate Veterans Incorporated, identified as the operator of Davis's plantation in Biloxi. The woman says Sir Camelot charged at her, stampeded her, and ended up biting her.
Camels are nasty creatures.
I think they are.
They can be mean.
I think you're probably
right.
Yeah,
they like spit in people's faces and stuff, right?
Sure. I don't know. Yep. The camels at the Franklin Safari Zoo are very, very nice.
Are they?
But they're very hungry.
Okay, well, you know, that's part of the deal there, too.
They're not very shy, I will say that.
Okay, they do that, huh? On TV tonight, Dancing with the Stars starts at 7 o'clock. It's the semifinals.
Semifinals.
A judge works with one of the remaining four couples and challenges them on a dance. Two-time champ Cheryl Burke returns for a performance, and UK singer and songwriter Callum Scott will perform.
Okay. So, I saw a pretty funny quote last week, I guess, from last week's episode. Simone Biles, the Olympic gold medalist, of course, one of the critiques that she was given was to smile more, and she responded with, "Smiling doesn't win you gold medals."
Oh, listen to her. She has got her game face on.
Exactly. So,
man was hospitalized in the Ukraine after he accidentally discharged a round of ammunition into his abdomen.
Ouch.
Oh, the story gets stranger. The man had been discharging rounds by placing them in a steel vise, putting a screwdriver on the primer, and then striking the screwdriver with a hammer. What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
The round went about 1/2 inch into his abdomen. The man was trying to empty the rounds, get this, so he could return the brass casings for scrap.
Wow.
Apparently had set off approximately 100 rounds before the accident
occurred. It finally went wrong.
Now, you know, I think that probably takes some time. I guess you planned ahead. You put that in his... In his outlook, okay, I'm going to do this today, and I'm going to fire off as many rounds as I can of this ammunition, and then take the brass casings in for money.
Oh, today is brass return day.
Yeah,
let's
go in and do that. Yeah, you get double points, whatever. Chinese grandmother who went to the hospital with a headache found she had a bullet in her head.
Ouch.
For 64 years.
Oh,
how do you not know?
I'm not sure. Seems like there'd be a little bump there. The 77-year-old woman says she remembers that she was shot as a young girl.
No.
Yeah. Her mother applied herbal medicines to the wound. Amazingly, she recovered after 3 months. She later learned that the bullet had gone through the arm of a person beside her before hitting her head. Chief surgeon who removed the rusty bullet, amazed that it had remained in her head for so long without causing any major problems.
Yeah.
I think, we'd all kind of
talk about a medical miracle.
Way. Okay. All right, let me see. I got a lot of TV news. I don't know if we're ready for that yet or not. Here we go. Job listings and what they really mean.
All right.
If it says, join our fast-paced company, it means we have no time to train you, so you'll have to introduce yourself to everybody. I like that. Seeking enthusiastic, fun, hardworking people means we still live with our parents and you won't mind getting paid intern levels. Okay. Casual work atmosphere means we don't pay enough to expect you to dress up.
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
Must be deadline-oriented. You'll be 6 months behind when you walk in the door. Okay. some overtime required. Sometime each night and sometime each weekend.
That means mostly overtime required.
Right. I love this. Duties will vary. It means everybody else in the office will boss you around. Must have an eye for detail. It means the company has no quality control. College degree preferred, unless you wasted those 4 years studying something useless like philosophy or English.
Right.
Okay. Seeking candidates with a wide variety of experience. You'll need it because you'll be replacing three people who just quit.
Yep.
Problem-solving skills are a must. Means you'll be walking into a company that is in perpetual chaos. Requires leadership skills. You'll be responsible for all the people out there without any pay and respect, and good communication skills, which means management does not communicate, or they do. You listen and then try to figure out what they said.
Yep.
Boom,
those things are up to you they say it.
Yeah, it's pretty. So, you know, last week we talked about the slow-mo guys.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He jumped onto a trampoline, I think.
With the mouse traps.
On it. Mr. Downs came in and talked about how they have jillions of viewers and all that. And so I did. I went home and watched it. Did you guys happen to watch that video?
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him later in the day. I said, did you notice the grocery bag on the ground by the trampoline that had an outline of Texas on it? And he said, well, no, I didn't notice that. So I kept looking at stuff because, again, I'm a loser and had nothing to do. they decided to see what it would take to actually break Pyrex, okay?
Okay.
And so the guy is all decked out in this protective suit, and the one guy behind the camera says, well, you look pretty hot. He said, well, what do you expect? It's June in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so they're from around here.
Well, they're British. Yeah. They are British.
Oh.
They started this thing in Great Britain.
Okay.
But now they live in Austin.
Oh.
And they make all those things
there. Keep Austin weird.
That's right. And they fit right into that. But they really, it was pretty interesting because I think they had one that they... The camera ran at over 300,000 frames per second.
Oh, wow. I mean,
think about that.
Yeah.
300,000 frames
per
second. And for them to, so what they did is they had a great big Pyrex pitcher that they heated, and then you put a drop of water in it, and you got to watch it break.
Oh, ooh, wow. That's neat.
Yeah. And basically what they said is at normal speed, they basically used up 19 hours worth of video to get that event. And
yeah,
of course
it's a lot of technology there.
It really was. It really was.
That reminds me of a video I saw this weekend of somebody who is taking acetone, like you would find in normal nail polish remover or something, mm-hmm. and putting certain types of plastic in it and time-lapse photography watching it. Just like some plastics and acetone just break down completely.
Dissolve.
Yeah, and it is mesmerizing to watch like a lava lamp. I mean, it just kind of...
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool to watch. And you can break down styrofoam with it. And if you drain out the acetone afterwards, you can remold the plastic into whatever you want it to be.
But just keep putting on your fingernails. It's
fine. Yeah,
it works like
fine.
That. Sure, yeah. Be sure you kind of wipe some of that off.
Yep.
Now... You know, they used to say that if you take a piece of raw hamburger meat and drop it into Coca-Cola, it would dissolve. It's not true, but I mean, yeah. It sounded really cool.
Yeah,
that'd be all right. Okay, speaking of keep Austin weird, this guy's not from Austin, but he could be there. A guy from New York has set a new record for extinguishing 37 matches on his tongue.
Oh.
In 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ashrita Furman performed the act in Jamaica. I guess so. Earning the Guinness World Record for most matchsticks extinguished with the tongue in 1 minute. I mean, that's, I guess, what the certificate says. Just saying.
That's somebody who knows what they're good at.
Good
you know?
For you, man. Yeah.
In order for his attempt to be valid, he had to extinguish one match at a time and was not allowed to use his breath or blow on them.
Uh-huh.
The act wasn't particularly difficult for him, considering he also holds the record for putting out 43 blow torches with his tongue.
Oh. Mm.
I don't know. I don't know.
No. But can he taste anything?
Yeah. Very true.
Probably not.
Probably doesn't have very many taste buds left.
He can now probably go do that, killer chili pepper competition because there's no feeling there. All right, so... you want your coffee story for today?
Sure.
And I don't know where this comes from, but it's trying to get the real science behind these myths about coffee and letting us know the truth. Okay, coffee stunts your growth. No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
Your mother may have told you that when you were a kid, but there's no truth to it. There's even some evidence that coffee leaches some calcium from your bones. However, the calcium leaching effect of one cup of coffee is so small that it's balanced out by a tablespoon of milk. So
okay.
Coffee's a diuretic, so it'll dehydrate you. No, that's wrong.
Oh.
Yes, caffeine will make you head for the potty, but the amount of fluid you lose is less than previously thought. You can count coffee as part of your daily fluid intake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
Cancer patients often report they give up coffee because they believe it's unhealthy. Well, however, coffee is on the list of cancer-fighting foods published by the American Institute of Cancer Research.
Okay.
High antioxidant content. Caffeine raises your blood pressure. For most healthy people, caffeine can cause a short, temporary increase in blood pressure. But it isn't harmful for the long run. People with high blood pressure, however, should talk to their doctor.
Mm.
And coffee helps hangovers. Not really.
Mm.
Huh.
Caffeine stimulates the central nervous system, and it can help you focus better, but it won't help you with the other symptoms.
Yeah.
Better you should go for the Gatorade, what I'm thinking.
Rehydrate.
When are we going to get the story that tells us whether or not greasy food helps with the hangover?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kyrus Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kyrus. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrus. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Good morning. It's 825. Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. And the Mother of the Year Award goes to Lauren Collazo of Miami. Was having a great day at Disney World with her family when their baby's stroller was stolen. We're talking a Bugaboo stroller. It cost $1,800. Yeah.
Wow.
But was taken while the family was on a ride. All their stuff underneath, car keys, wallets, her niece's EpiPen, all taken.
Oh, no.
They were stranded. Disney pulled surveillance video, and a warrant was issued for one Michelle Craig of Spring Hill, Florida. The stroller was sold on Craigslist to a woman in Texas who contacted Lauren, whose name tags were still all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really.
So she got it out of the park and even through Craigslist before they caught her.
Yep. Amazing. Yeah, I'll sell it on Craigslist. Nobody will ever know.
Yeah, right. I'll leave the name all over
it'll
it. Good one.
It'll be just fine. Yeah.
First of all, why does a stroller cost $1,800?
You know, I'm just, well, we found out about that a year ago. It's really amazing. And you know what? It's only worth that if somebody will pay it.
That's true.
Almost 1,000 students, teachers, and staff in 32 different schools in California are sick with what experts are calling a norovirus. Symptoms include, you know, all the stuff you'd have with that.
Mm-hmm.
Medical experts say the sickness is highly contagious, is spreading at an alarming rate. Again, this is in the state of California, telling people to stay home from school and stay away from anybody, really, for 48 hours until the symptoms, if you happen to have it, are gone.
Yikes.
Lifetime Network putting together a new beauty competition series called American Beauty Star. We've so been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah.
The Hollywood Reporter says the show will be hosted by supermodel Adriana Lima. Do we know who that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And has 12 celebrity stylists and salon professionals to compete in the number of challenges like creating editorial fashion looks to glam moments to red carpet and runway shows. The mentors for the stylists will include Sir John, who's a makeup artist, who has Beyonce and Serena Williams as clients.
Ah.
So that's coming up. TV cancellations. NBC has canceled The Blacklist Redemption. You know, I gave up on The Blacklist this year. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good the first 2 years, but kind of a shocker. CBS has canceled its comedy series Two Broke Girls. Did that over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
After 6 seasons. Ratings probably weren't the problem. The show had averaged 5.6 million viewers this last season. The series starred Kat Dennings and Beth Behrs, who played a couple of waitresses and roommates who worked in a Brooklyn diner, dreamed of opening their own business. Does not say, though, why it was canceled.
Eey.
They're just saying it was canceled.
Huh, interesting.
Something I know that Chelsea and I have been following, and this is an interesting thing when it comes to cancellations. NBC's Timeless was canceled last week. But they brought it back on Saturday.
Oh.
They reversed the decision, and they're giving them a 10-episode season 2 next year.
I know Mr. Downs is excited.
Yep.
He sent out an email. He was so shocked over it.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
He can breathe again, but bringing it back.
That's right. Yes. So, they said I guess the ratings were okay. I mean, I'm not sure. But
they were kind of on the bubble, you know. But.
Yeah, and it was in a really good spot behind The Voice, which is why maybe they thought, the ratings are okay, but not as good as they should be, considering that it's behind The Voice.
Yeah. Mm.
But I don't know. I was a big fan.
Me too.
Paul McCartney has confirmed that he will appear in the next Pirates of the Caribbean adventure.
Interesting.
He tweeted #PiratesLife Saturday along with a skull and crossbones emoji. as well as a poster showing McCartney dressed as a buccaneer with the words Paul McCartney, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell Lies, May 26th. Keith Richards, of course, of the Stones, has done cameos in a couple of the pirate movies, so he plays like a jailer or something like that, so he's in there. Katy Perry and Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin in talks to join ABC's reboot of American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
TMZ says that Perry's deal is basically set. According to sources, American Idol producers and ABC will announce Perry's involvement with the singing competition this week.
Well, I think I'd also heard Kelly Clarkson was another one they were looking at to get a judge, which would be really big for that show, considering she was the first.
Yeah, that would. This Is Us, that's that show you like,
right?
Yes. Okay. NBC is moving their hit drama This Is Us to a new night for its sophomore season, revealing its new schedule on Sunday morning. NBC announced that This Is Us will air on Thursdays.
Okay.
This Is Us also has been chosen for that prime spot right after the Super Bowl.
All right.
Very cool. Oh, Thursday, that's going to conflict with Grey's Anatomy.
Well, but you know, you got TiVo, right?
Stressing me out. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Stressing you out. Hello? Caller.
Yeah. I think they canceled Two Broke Girls due to really poor acting and laugh tracks.
Oh, okay.
It was a horrible show.
Really?
Oh.
How many times did you watch it?
Well, I can only stomach just about 10 seconds at a time. Yeah. I can slip right off the roof.
I hear you. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I'd never watched it. It was an interesting premise.
It was kind of funny. But, yeah, I don't know how long you can go with the cupcake dream.
Yeah. And Jason Bateman has signed on for Arrested Development for season number 5. He tweeted out, "I've just officially signed for more Arrested Development."
So
that'll be on Netflix. We'll look for that to happen.
Good, because they left that open-ended, and I've been waiting.
There it is. Now we know. It's 8:30.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. After 7 years of growth, the auto market is seeing weakness. In April, sales were down 4.7% despite continued strong sales of highly profitable SUVs and trucks. The pain is being felt across the auto world. Last week, Ford CEO Mark Fields took heat for the company's stagnant share price at the company's annual meeting. While Ford is the number one seller of trucks and SUVs, investors have been upset over the stock price given the market. United Continental has sent out an alert about a breach in cockpit door security procedures after a flight attendant mistakenly posted information that included access codes on a public website. The airline periodically changes codes that need to be punched into a keypad on the outside of the cockpit door to request entry to the flight deck. The Airline Pilots Association Union says the problem has been fixed. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $49.24 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
To raise kids properly in today's world, parents must also be social media aware. You have to keep up with your kids on social media, but that's not easy. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Virtually every kid is on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, but many kids have more than one account for each social media platform. There's their Insta account, their public profile. It's clean and tidy, the one they want parents, teachers, and college admission officers to see. But there's the more personal Finsta account. This is where it all happens. All their private messages and real photos. Rinsta and Finsta accounts are used on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Parents walk a fine line with social media. You don't want to be overly intrusive. At the same time, you cannot be completely disconnected. My advice, the less responsible your kids are with life in general, the more curious you need to be with their social media accounts. All the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Every family, including mine, has that one family member who loves to take a million pictures. They're the family archivist, and they have thousands of photos collected from many generations. And they're all stuffed away in boxes and drawers, impossible to find. Recently, I decided it was time to scan and organize all of my pictures. The Epson Fast Photo Scanner made this a fast and super easy challenge to tackle. It's the fastest photo scanner in the world. It can scan at speeds up to one photo per second. It can handle many size photos, from wallets to panoramic. I was able to restore old photos and with single-step technology, save the sentimental handwritten notes on the back. I was able to save, organize, and even share my family's photos to Facebook and the cloud. If you're the chief memory officer in your family, check out the Epson Fast Photo Scanner. It's going to save you so much time, and you'll never have to search the house and dig through thousands of photos ever again. Preserve what's priceless. Learn more at Epson.com. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A single vehicle crash in North Bryan Mother's Day morning killed the driver and hospitalized her 3-year-old daughter. Police identified the driver as 22-year-old Isabel Marie Castillo of Bryan. Her daughter is at a local hospital in stable condition. Around 8:30 yesterday morning, the vehicle went off Harvey Mitchell Parkway near the Highway 6 exit, went down the embankment and struck a tree. Then the vehicle caught fire and several motorists stopped to help and attempt to free the driver. The cause is still under investigation. Action at the last College Station City Council meeting to protect older residential neighborhoods from future construction of stealth dorms was considered as a partial victory by some. One of several homeowners around College Hills Elementary School, Nan Krause, told the council she has fought to protect her neighborhood for 33 years.
If I read one of my old letters to city staff again this evening, most of the points would still be the same. Although many of the staff have changed and many of the people who have stood here fighting for our neighborhood over the years are gone or have stopped being involved out of frustration and repeated disappointments.
A homeowner in the historic Southside neighborhood, George Dresser, blamed the Brazos Central Appraisal District for making land valuations the same as the land where income-generating stealth dorms are located.
This leads to a situation in my neighborhood where the land on a lot is about 0.2 acres, about 8,500 square feet. The land is appraised for $180,000, and the house is appraised for $37,600. That clearly changes the picture of how what we look at is a single-family residence.
The council and city staff were thanked for taking less than 2 months to close a loophole in development regulations. A Bryan man's 34th trip to the Brazos County Jail began with being pulled over for not using a turn signal.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 59-year-old Gregory Ross led an officer on a 9-block slow-speed pursuit from MLK and Sims to his house on Preston near 20th Street. Ross told the officer he drove home because he did not want his car towed. The officer caught Ross eating a marijuana joint and was driving without a license with a prior conviction and 29 active suspensions. Another driver pulled over by Bryan police for a traffic violation was 45-year-old Melissa Martin of Bryan. According to her arrest report, she has a driving record with 37 suspensions and 19 convictions. Martin was stopped after dark because the rear taillights on her vehicle were not working. Martin went to jail for driving with an invalid license with 4 prior convictions and resisting arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Locally, NAMI Brazos Valley offers free support for individuals and family members who have experienced mental health issues. Director of Outreach and Development Julie Overstreet says the number one issue facing mental health is the stigma.
We've come far enough that we have brain scans that prove that things like depression and anxiety are real, that they are real illnesses, that they physically affect the brain. And yet, when is the last time anybody called in sick for depression?
NAMI BV invites you to learn more about their cause at a fundraising luncheon titled Mind Your Health, Thursday, May 25th. More information is online at NAMIBV.org. Last year, 3,700 people died in traffic accidents in Texas. Director of the Center for Transportation Safety at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute, Robert Wunderlich, says an upturn in the economy has increased youthful employment, which has in turn put more young drivers behind the wheel.
We find that young people, and particularly young males, are overrepresented based on their percent of the population and the percent of driving they do. They're really overrepresented in crash statistics.
TTI is hosting a three-day traffic safety conference in June, which Wunderlich says is designed to give you the opportunity to learn about and participate in the development of the Texas Strategic Highway Safety Plan. Details are online at tti.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 67 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure east of the area is going to keep our weather on the warm side. We'll be dealing with lots of sunshine and temperatures today that probably reach about 85 to 90 degrees. It'll cloud up overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Clouds give way to partial sun tomorrow, 85 to 90 once again. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so Donald Trump's president, I don't know if you heard about it, it was in all the newspapers.
Oh, really? Okay. Did he win?
Yep. Mr. Trump reportedly skips exercise because he believes it drains the body's finite energy resources. I didn't know that. Okay.
That's why I don't do it, too.
Yeah, but experts say that argument is flawed because the human body actually becomes stronger with exercise.
Correct, creating more energy.
Yep. Trump's views of exercise were mentioned in a New Yorker magazine article this month. The Washington Post says while exercise does deplete stores of glucose and glycine and fats from the body's tissues, those fuels get restored when you eat food.
Yeah.
Experts at Ohio State said instead of thinking of your body's energy stores as a battery, a better analogy likely is that it is a fire that you continue to fuel with more coal or wood. Without the fuel, the fire goes out. What's more, while exercise puts a temporary stress on the body adapts to that stress so that the heart and the muscles become stronger and thus more efficient.
Sure.
Adults should be doing at least 150 minutes of moderate to intense physical exercise, like brisk walking per week. You hear what they are? 150 minutes per week.
Per week.
Okay, fine. All right. In addition to...
You guys.
Yeah, I know. In addition to more energy, exercise also has been found to improve mood, decrease fatigue, reduces the risk of serious conditions like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, osteoporosis. Exercise may also help you live longer. Okay, so I want to...
I will say, I don't think he probably actually has the time.
No, that's also true. Hello. Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad
mean,
you know.
I mean, really, welcome back. Because well, these guys, yeah, they tried to emulate you, but oh, my goodness.
Well, gee, thank you.
They're so Scott.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Thanks. Now, here's my question. So I'm going to roll this out there. So let's say you wear a tracker, okay? Is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? And the reason I say is it maybe not the best possible thing is because do you not force yourself to take a more strenuous path to exercise because you think passively just in what you do during the day is enough? You got a theory on that?
I think that the trackers are good for people who have a health condition and they need to stay within a certain heart rate zone.
Okay.
Or they're trying to, or on the flip side, let's say they're training for something like an Ironman or a marathon where they need to train their body to be in that certain zone for a length of time. I think for just your average person who's just working out to maintain or to lose a little bit of weight, a tracker may just become an obsessive thing.
Yeah.
Well, or a tracker, I'm just thinking people who go, oh, I walk enough in my job.
Then they don't work out.
Exactly.
Well, like I knew, I think I had heard this story, a group of ladies who, you know, started wearing their fitness trackers together. And then when they'd hit their 10,000 steps, they'd go celebrate with Frosties at Wendy's or something. And it's like, what?
Wait, no.
Destroying all the work you just did.
Not what this is all about.
Exactly.
Not how any of this works. Yeah, okay. Well, I just thought about that because, again, what's your relationship is with your little machine is up to you. But
well, and again, how accurate is it? You know, I mean, there's a lot that, you know, if you just move your wrist around, it's like, it's just taking steps.
Could do that. Yeah, it'd be fine.
So,
all right. Okay. A giant gelatinous mass of
Gelatinous. What a great word.
It is a great word. A giant gelatinous mass of very mysterious and very dead sea creature has washed up on a beach in Indonesia. This happened last week. It may have had tusks, possibly has tentacles, and definitely had blood oozing from it.
Yeah.
And the smell. Yes, I know. Right. Residents on the island of Seram first wanted to know what the heck it was, and they wanted to know, obviously, how to get rid of it, whatever it happened to be. The Washington Post says after early speculation that the creature may have been some giant dead squid, scientists have said that it looks like it is actually the carcass of a dead baleen whale.
Oh,
they believe that decomposing gases bloated the whale so that it doesn't look like a whale at all right now, and thus, you know, this scary shape. And the tusks were part of the protruding skeleton. Dead whales usually sink to the bottom of the ocean. In this case, scientists think that the whale became unusually bloated and therefore was able to float in.
And we decided to share this story. Why?
Just
so we know.
There's weird stuff out there that we can't explain.
Indeed.
I'm not going to look
like
at the
gelatinous
picture.
Masses.
Yeah, exactly. Well, giant gelatinous.
Giant.
Giant gelatinous masses. And cases of people contracting a parasite from eating sushi is out there.
Oh, uh-oh.
That's on the rise.
It's only a matter of time.
That's true. CBS News says caused by parasitic worms, which were consumed through contaminated, raw, or uncooked seafood like sushi.
Oh, that's good. I just had some this weekend.
That's right. Well, so be sure and cook your sushi. So if you cook your sushi, that'll take care of it. I don't know. One case, the British Medical Journal found a previously healthy 32-year-old man became ill from a parasite after it attached itself inside his stomach. And that's the thing. You know what? There are tons of things out there that can kill us. And for us to just kind of wander through life thinking we're going to be okay, it's fine, but it's also an erroneous point of view.
Yep.
Now, you'd like to die doing something more fun probably than eating sushi, but what the heck, just to let you know.
At least you're happy.
Yeah, well, I think 2 years ago during the summer we had this story about in Texas lakes, if you ski, be careful. The water spray goes up into your nose and there's a parasite that lives in the lake that can do, you know, bad stuff.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, you can sit at home in your bubble if you want to, but just know there's stuff out there, all right? It's 8:48. Speaking of stuff out there, here's Tom.
When something needs doing, needs volunteering, needs support, needs publicity, well, Mary Jo Prince is a go-to gal in the Brazos Valley for sure. Scotty's House, Lions Club, American Cancer Society, class agent for the class of 78, Texas A&M, First Responders Association, and, well, I'm just getting started. See, Mary Jo Prince has this problem.
It's that one thing I haven't learned to do is say no very well.
She has a passion, a deep passion for giving back.
Life is too short
not to help others. I have often said God did not bless me with my own children, and so it gives me that much more energy to help others and put and direct that energy into saving lives, helping those who cannot help themselves, or protecting those who cannot protect themselves.
Thus, the call to organizations like Scotty's House, the Police Citizens Academy, and the first responders.
Just to be able to give back what they give to us.
Mary Jo Prince says her wanting to give of her time kind of goes with the personality of the towns.
You live in a community that is probably the most giving and caring community in which to live, so you got to give back.
She knows that, like for everybody, spending time, giving, volunteering, it's a choice we make.
Time is an investment. If you spend it sitting on the couch at home every day or every weekend, it's a loss. It's a loss for you. It's a loss for the community. So you get out there and you give all that you can.
If you know Mary Jo Prince, you know that she is the definition of extrovert, and she says she comes by that naturally.
I have a lot of my dad in me, too. Daddy, as I call him. He was the entertainer. He was out there making people feel good, trying to, if you can bring a smile or a laugh to somebody's face once a day, then you've done the Lord's work. A lot of times I'll think about that. I'll think the old, what, you know, WWDD, what would Daddy do? He'd sing, or he'd tell a joke, or he'd make one person feel good. In my case, if I could make a child laugh even more so, or a child care about themselves, I can put my head on my pillow at night and sleep well and get up and do it the next day too.
Mary Jo Prince wants to get the word out that this town has a lot of opportunities for everybody. Just ask.
There are so many opportunities in this town and this community to help that if you're not, then you're not looking very hard, and everybody, no matter what the organization is, they'll put you to work. They'll find a spot for you. So there are probably some organizations I haven't even heard about yet or heard from yet that I may have the opportunity and privilege. And like I said, it is Tom, a privilege to serve a community that is so giving and so caring. And I'm just one. There are thousands of people that give every day of their lives to make this community as good as it is. You see the headlines, the, you know, top 10 community to the best community in which to live. And it's because of the people that keep giving.
So follow the lead of so many like Mary Jo Prince. Don't just talk about giving back to the community. Really, really do it. Mary Jo Prince says it is an easy place to give back.
It's the biggest no judgment zone, I think, that I've ever been in. So that's what makes it special. That's what I love about it. And that's what will continue to allow me to give. And I want to thank the community for that opportunity.
Thank you, Mary Jo Prince. You are a Bravo Brazos Valley. And I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Hi, this is Cherry Ruffino bringing you the 2017 current housing market update. Today's average sales price is $232,200, up 3.6%. We have 926 homes on the market, which is 20% more than last year. That's 105 days of inventory. We're still holding at 92 days on the market. Yes, it's still a seller's market. Want a free home evaluation? Call Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, a trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 20th, it's Beef Industry Outlook. The beef industry is strong, but the challenges have never been greater. If you raise cattle, don't miss this State of the Beef Industry this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
About 5 minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. One of the guys from Pentatonix is leaving, Alvy Kaplan. He's the guy who sings real low.
Okay.
Announced on Friday that he is leaving the multi-platinum a cappella group in a tearful video. He basically said, throughout my journey, it's been great, but the pace has been a struggle for me, always has been. It's hard for me to not be able to escape to nature when I'm feeling overwhelmed. I just need some time to myself.
Then I have to get a new bass.
They need a new alto. Like
Well, that's what they're saying is no word on whom, if anyone, will replace him. Yes, he will be replaced. He's got to be because that sound is needs to stay the
same.
It
would be missed.
I would imagine that's so. Okay, got to love this. If you're a fan of action movies, Jackie Chan and Sylvester Stallone will be starring together.
Yeah.
It's called Ex-Baghdad.
That sounds awesome.
Uh-huh. The film is about a Chinese-run oil refinery which is attacked, and Jackie's character is hired by the company running the refinery to extract the workers. But when he finds out the attacker's real plan, it's to steal a fortune in oil. He teams up with a former American Marine, a very slow...
Sylvester Stallone.
That's right, a very slow-moving former Marine, and they'll do that. That'll be fun. There'll be a whole lot of close-up shots of them.
Blow-ups and explosives.
That's right. Then far shots of things going on with people in action.
Yeah, they're stunt people.
Yeah, that won't be them. NBC revealed their schedule really for all of their shows over the weekend. Three comedies, five dramas, four unscripted shows. The biggest news isn't even new. It's the revival of Will and Grace, which returns for a ninth season after 11 years with the original cast. There will be 12 new episodes. NBC seems to hope the show might continue beyond that. We'll see. There's also an 8-episode limited edition series, Law and Order True Crime, The Menendez Brothers, which will kind of be like the FX show, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
The drama Good Girls, about three best friends who rob a grocery store with toy guns. Described as a mix of Thelma and Louise and Breaking Bad.
Okay.
The AP Bio, starring Glenn Halton, a wannabe college philosophy professor who reluctantly takes a job as a high school biology teacher. Wait a minute. If the show takes off, it would mean then Glenn, who he plays Dennis, is that right? Glenn Howerton?
Yes, he plays Dennis.
He'll continue to do that as well. There's something unscripted called The Awesome Show.
That sounds awesome.
That's a little pretentious,
right?
I mean, we'll see, but that's fine. Hmm. And also, there's the Ellen DeGeneres game show called Ellen's Game of Games, which is an elaborate version of stunts from her talk show.
Okay.
Huh. If you watch that show, I guess you know what that means. All right, there's your NBC rollout.
Hey, friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance. They're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state,
We make your move as stress-free as possible, and that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
There you go. Inside a minute. Till 9 o'clock, News Talk 1620 WTAW. An Australian helicopter pilot with the munchies landed his chopper next to a McDonald's to grab some food on Saturday.
Through the drive-thru.
You know it. Landed his chopper on the lawn next to the McDonald's, got out of the aircraft, entered the restaurant, got food, got back in the helicopter, flew away. Hey.
Nice.
There you
not
go.
Bad. Which
a
is
fly-through.
All right. Appropriately enough, it was on this date in 1940 that McDonald's was founded. Very first one, Ray Kroc out there in California someplace, I guess. Or maybe that's the McDonald brothers, and he bought it.
Okay.
And in 1905, this place called Las Vegas was founded. When 110 acres in what would later become downtown was auctioned off.
How'd that work out for them?
Yeah. Talk
pretty
about
good.
Real estate appreciation.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Look for a high temperature today, actually all week long, near 90 degrees. WTAW, College Station.